One more day. The wish of everyone who has lost a loved one. I just recently lost two friends to cancer. The good news is that they're with the Lord. Diamond Rio recorded a song by the title One More Day, which speaks to the loneliness of separation by death. For anyone, and that is most of us, who has lost someone they cared about, to death, you're struck by the inability to share another conversation or go somewhere together with them. You wish for one more day. Life is not just existence, although existence is its foundation. Life is about the experiences and the relationships and the journey. If you've ever been laid up in a hospital or gone into a long recovery period where your normal activities are curtailed, you gain a deeper appreciation for those activities. You see those things as what they are, gifts. Since we have a finite time on this earth, there is the need to redeem the time, to not waste it, but to put it to good use. When we look at the damage that has been done by the fear of COVID-19 and the government actions to shut down businesses and entertainment venues, it is impossible not to be aware of lost time. When you're young, tomorrow's another day. When you're old, tomorrow may never come. Christ Jesus came that we may experience life and have it more abundantly. John 10:10. In order for us to experience abundant life, we must be set free. The most important thing to be set free from is fear. So Christ manifested the perfect love of God, which casts out fear. 1 John 4:18. Don't waste another day wallowing in fear, hoping that things will get better, waiting for a tomorrow that may never come. Go forth in faith as more than a conqueror who can do anything through the strength of the Holy Spirit that is in you. When you meet someone who's existing in the bondage of fear, set them free with the message of the gospel, God's love, mercy, and grace through faith in Christ Jesus.